Ding, ding.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
And that's the bottom line.
Check it out.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
They have no other. They have no equal.
And all Americans, they're going to sit.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
From a soggy Fenway Park. Now the 2-2. A swing and a miss. Ball game. Got him with a cutter. Class A strikes out Casas Standen. And Cleveland comes to Beantown and takes 3 out of 4. The final today, Cleveland 5 and Boston 4.
Now, is my mic on? Now can I go? Better late than never, and here we go. Coming to you live from the corner of 6th and Market, beautiful downtown Canton, Ohio. Sun-drenched, 65 degrees. Best thing about a Guardians 5-4 winner is this, Kenny.
What's that?
We didn't have to talk about that stinker last night. But you took 3 out of 4 in Boston.
You know what? Did last night actually happen? It only took like an hour and 40 minutes or something to play that game last night. So I don't even know if that happened. So, yeah, forget that. 3 out of 4, first place, 13-6, 10-3 on the road. And the Guardians, hey, the schedule has benefited them, no doubt. No question. They've opened up with the A's. They stink. The Mariners were struggling. The Red Sox, two best hitters, were out of the lineup, but you still have to beat them, and they went out and did that 3 out of 4 times.
I love the lineup. I like the way that this guy's managing this team. I like the fact that they hustle. They don't let anything get them down, and they never, ever give up right now.
Don't ever give up. Ever give up.
Who was that? Don't ever give up. Don't ever. Oh, okay.
Tenacity, too. They play with tenacity, this team.
They do play with tenacity.
They do. They don't give up, man. And, hey, the bullpen, even though the one guy got roughed up a little bit today, they came in and did a decent job. Cookie Carrasco pitched into the sixth inning, which is all you can ask from him. And they scored just enough runs thanks to a bad Boston defense that gave up 300 runs. But you take them any way you can get them, and you move on to the next series.
Great win with Carrasco on the hill today, too, because every time he takes the pill, I'm looking at him and going, oh, man. This is going to be a long day, but Boston had a bullpen game. Carrasco threw 29 pitches in the first inning, was able to regroup, and he gets you 5 2/3 innings, man. It was a great performance. In fact, it wasn't him that gave up a lot of runs, even though he's charged with one in that sixth inning. It was a base hit, a double that goes for an extended triple, and then a balk, and you give up 3 runs. Next thing you know, you're playing in that Cracker Box Palace. And it's a 5-4 score, and you're wondering, oh, man, do we have to really go to Class A? Because Gattis has been so lights out that when he set up into getting ready for the ninth inning, I was just like, well, why not just let this guy close it out? But I understand when you've got a closer and you've got a guy like Class A, you've got to utilize it, and he had some rest.
You know what? Everybody knows their role, and you have to stay true to that, right? They have to know when they're going to be used. And so it's a one-run game. You go to the closer. He gets the job done after blowing a couple of saves already early this season. I think it's his fifth save. So, everybody sort of did their job today well enough to get a win. And now, hey, the A's come calling. You've got the A's for the next 3 games at home before Boston follows them into Cleveland. So you've got a 6-game homestand coming up.
A's are starting to play a little bit better than they were when they broke the season. But, I mean, they're 8-11. You consider the fact that that team, as bad as they were, was 8-11. And you've got the White Sox in your own division at 3-15. You didn't expect that. And, again, we understand that it's early, but again, the worst part about today's game being a winner is we got nothing tonight. There's no basketball anywhere. Yeah. We don't get to watch baseball unless you watch the replay on Bally Sports.
Yeah, that's right. Both playing games are tomorrow, right, because of what happened last night. And we'll get to that here in a second. I'm going to have to find maybe an old episode of Bonanza like you to watch tonight.
Nah, they're not the good ones right now. I mean, if you're going to watch them right now, they're not the good ones. They were the final season when they changed the theme song. I can't stand it. It is so bad.
Wait, they changed the theme song to Bonanza one year?
They changed it. I believe it must have been the last season. I've tried to look this thing up, and I can't find it anywhere. But they absolutely changed the theme song in the last season of Bonanza. No wonder they probably got canceled.
So it's not in the last season. It's not dun 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 Bonanza.
No.
It's not that.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No.
Here it is.
This is a good one.
Yeah, why would you change this? Why would you mess with perfection?
Because, you know, when you watch these episodes, not to get into this big, long spiel about Bonanza, but it was in the probably early 70s, and they were trying to mimic some of the shows that were probably more popular, and they were probably on their last leg, and nobody wants to see, hey, what's little Joe up to today? Now it's, you know, these themes on the show all were right. So different. It was like, oh, my gosh, really?
Gilligan's up. Do you have, I'm just curious, do you have a favorite TV show theme song? Because there have been so many great ones over the years, right? Yeah. Is there one that is just like when I bring it up, you go, no questions asked, it's this one?
Well, I don't know if I have a favorite theme song as much as I have a favorite show. So my two top shows are going to be Seinfeld and the Andy Griffith Show.
Okay, so I'm talking strictly theme song.
Probably not.
No? Okay.
No.
I could rattle off 10 theme songs.
Oh, we all could, but you asked me if I had a favorite. I don't know that I have a favorite theme song.
I've got mine. Mine's a no-brainer. It's just whenever I hear it, it brings back good memories. Mom, Dad, staying up, watching it and everything. Hawaii 5-0, man. Yeah. Hawaii 5-0 is my all-time favorite theme song, closely followed by Mission Impossible in Gilligan's Island. But here it is. Oh, listen to this, baby. This would be my walk-up song. If I were a major league player, I'd walk up to this song.
Strike out every time, too. You know, the problem with this is, as a DJ doing wedding receptions, this is like, to me, like the electric slide. You played it so many times, you can't stand to hear it again. So, I mean, it's not one of the top ones. Yeah. There were theme songs, though, that were hits on the radio.
Right.
Laverne and Shirley was a top 10 hit.
So was the Friends song, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that was it. But this one, I'm going to
Welcome back, Connor.
Do you think or do you know? Because if you don't know for sure.
Well, it's popular, but I think it was the number one.
It was popular. Did it chart?
I do know.
Did it chart?
Oh, absolutely did.
Where did it chart? You have a computer right there.
All right.
What was the greatest American hero? Wasn't there a good theme song?
Yes, there was.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on whatever.
Hey. That's it. That guy was a one-hit wonder.
He was, yeah.
He looked like Weird Al Yankovic. I forget who sang it.
Oh, God, what was his name? It was his only.
You ever Google the dude? Here, I'll
song.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Greatest American who Hero.
Theme song. Who was that guy?
American.
Robbie Shree. Or was Robbie the guy
Believe
that played
it or
the
not,
greatest? Yeah.
While you're looking at that, welcome back. Number one in 1976.
Okay,
number
there
one.
You go. Welcome back, Cotter. That would be up
See,
there
so
for
that
sure.
See, so that was a number one hit, and you thought it was a hit.
He was right. He nailed that
one. If it's a number one song, you should be committed to that. Welcome back, Cotter, was a number one song.
Yes. Yes, it was. What about Believe It
now.
Or Not?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll never forget that, Brian.
See, who is this?
You win that one.
Joey Scarbury
is
the guy who sings The Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not. You've got to Google a picture of this dude.
Why?
Because if you think I look funny in my senior class picture, look at a picture of Joey Scarbury.
How do you Scarbury?
S-C-A-R-B-U-R-Y.
Yeah, Greatest American Hero. Come on, he had the mullet going back in the day. That was stylish. Look at him now. There's a picture of him now. He's got the shorter hair and the goatee. Joey Scarbury, one-hit wonder, 68 years old, 1981, America's greatest hero. There you go. How about that? Huh? So, but for me, it's Hawaii 5-0. McGarrett.
Is this it?
I can't believe it myself.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah.
Bell Bottoms.
Yeah. Walking on air.
You know who liked this song?
No.
Dan Belford. Probably still has it on his iPad. You think when Dan Belford runs, he's playing this in his headphones?
Oh, God, yes. Because he is the greatest American hero, Dan Belford. Hey, that's the guy right there.
Poor guy's got nothing to do with the offseason. What do you think he does? Listen to old game tapes?
He listens to us, I know
Do you think Dan Belford dials up a call he had about the Maslin Tigers maybe back in October?
Hey, I will say this about Joey Scarborough, Burry, however you pronounce his name. He had the tinted glasses, and I had the tinted glasses back in high school, man. Not sunglasses, regular glasses. I had regular tinted glasses. I was styling and profiling like Ric Flair and Joey Scarberry back in the day.
Greatest American Hero. This is a terrible show.
You know who was in it? I'm getting this straight from the opening.
Who?
Okay, William Catt played the Greatest American Hero. Robert Culp is in it.
Robert Culp.
He was like a famous TV detective. And Connie Selica. Well, she was hot back then.
Connie Selica was in what was it, NYPD Blue? Or what was the other cop show she was in? Connie Selica?
Maude.
You're not thinking,
no, who am I thinking Maude. Of?
You're not thinking Hill Street Blues, are you?
Because yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
No, that was Veronica Hamill.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
You got your
who's Connie
Connie's
Selica
and Veronica's in? Mixed up with. I don't know what that was.
What was she in?
Don't know. Don't know. I just remember her from Greatest American Hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see what
good
else
good stuff
was.
Back in the
what
day.
What if Eddie McClintock knows her? We should call
her. She was in Hotel.
Hotel. That's it.
Yeah, I have no idea. So,
you
no
remember
idea
what Hotel was? It was one of those nighttime soap operas. It was,
was it?
Dynasty and Dallas. It was Hotel. Yes, that's it.
I never saw that.
Oh,
or
yeah.
If I did, I don't remember it for whatever reason.
Dude, my father, may he rest in peace, loved all of those shows. Dynasty, Dallas, Hotel. What were some of the other ones like that? That were the nighttime soaps.
Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing. Good one, Brian.
That was a good one, yes. What about 90210? You consider that one?
No, that's kids.
Okay, all right.
Falcon Crest.
He loved it. Yes, Falcon Crest.
Really? Your dad liked Falcon Crest?
Oh, my gosh. There was three shows that he liked that weren't nighttime soap operas. He liked the Andy Griffith Show, too. He used to love The Untouchables. And then any of these soap operas.
Was Knott's Landing a spinoff of Dallas?
I believe.
Or do you believe or do you know?
I believe it was. Mm-hmm.
Pamela Sue Martin, which one was she in? I loved her. She was
Dynasty.
Nancy Drew.
That was Dynasty.
That was it? Okay. I was a huge fan of Nancy Drew, Pamela Sue Martin from back in the day.
Yeah.
I liked her better than Joan Collins, better than... who was the blonde in Dynasty?
Whatever
her name.
What was her name? She had Bo Derek look.
There's Farrah Fawcett, and then there's everybody.
Yeah, but
else.
She had the Derek look. The lady you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Let's see. Was that Dynasty, right?
She was married to Blake Carrington, and he was the voice of Charlie's Angels. He was Charlie.
Yes, you're right. You're right. He was Charlie. Yes, Dynasty cast. Let's see. Who our cast was.
What's her name?
Not 27. Did they do a remake of Dynasty?
I would imagine.
It popped up on my computer as 2017 Dynasty.
What's
and I'm
it?
Like, wait a second.
Oh.
I don't want that
I
one.
I was thinking of, I thought the Colbys was a spinoff of Dynasty.
Okay.
Linda Evans,
JT.
Linda Evans.
Oh. That's who it was. Mm-hmm. She was Crystal Carrington.
Yes.
And John Forsythe.
She was hot
was
in the
Blake
Big Valley.
Carrington.
Yes.
Yeah. Who else was in that one? Joan Collins was in that one. Heather Locklear.
Heather
was
Locklear.
In Dynasty.
Yes, she was.
Before she was on TJ Hooker, right? Pamela Bellwood was Claudia Blaisdell.
Hey,
I remember her.
Brian's giving me the hurry up signal. Let's get this call in before we go to break. Phil in Louisville. What's up, Phil?
All right. Since you're doing all this stuff, Knott's Landing was a spinoff from Dallas.
Thank you.
Pamela Sue, or the girl he was saying, Nancy Drew, she was on Dynasty.
Thank you.
Forgetting about the theme from the Rockford show. It made number one.
The Rockford Files?
Rockford Files, yep.
Jim Love Rockford. That show.
And then also
no
the
kidding.
Theme for Mannix.
Mannix?
Joe Mannix.
It didn't go number one, did it? No way.
But you guys are forgetting... It would be nice to give a score from Harbortown since the Masters over there. Now they're playing for the plaid jacket down in Hilton Head.
I'm sorry, what?
They're playing for the plaid jacket. That's always after the Masters down at Hilton Head.
Who's winning? Do you have anybody? Do you have a leader? Or you want me to look that up for you?
I'd like you to look up for it. Some of us just got off of work. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. We'll look that up for you. Thanks for the call.
Phil,
you know who else was in
Dynasty?
Go
home and mow your yard is my advice to you.
Yeah.
It's a great day to be outside.
How about these women that were in Dynasty? These actresses. Okay. Linda Evans, Joan Collins.
Victoria Principal.
About them. Heather Locklear, Pamela Sue Martin. Let's see here. Where is she? Who the one? Emma Sams. Do you remember Emma Sams?
Yes. She was on General Hospital.
Yeah, Emma Catherine Oxenberg. She was on Dynasty as well. Diane Carroll, I'm sorry, was on Dynasty. I mean, that's a hell of a cast right there, man. No wonder that was a great TV show back in the day. All right, I got to look up this plaid jacket stuff he wants to know about, and then we'll come back and tackle that. We're going to talk some Cavs magic with Chris Fedor today, Cavs beat reporter. He'll join us a little later in the show. And how about this? We're giving away tickets to the Cavaliers and the Magic. We got playoff tickets to give away, and Pam Cook tomorrow morning is giving away A's Guardians tickets. We'll tell you all about it. Stay with us.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.